Welcome, YouTubers or listeners of my podcast. If you are listening to a podcast and a videocast, if you are watching a videocast, my name is Isaac. I'm the founder of Believers Chat Room together with a partner, Mr. David Chetty, who is a pastor of the Lion of Judah in the Nazia South. If you read the blog, you go to the blog BCR Radio.blogspot. There are lots of articles where you can read about our history, our background, and where we come from. The purpose of this video cast or podcast, if you are listening to audio, is to talk about Believers Chat Room episode 3, how to plan your recording. And more than that, I will introduce other things like topics that are relevant to the enhancement or the development and promotion of your church. First and foremost, we are an organization that promotes and markets ministry, churches, and pastors on audio international radio broadcasting systems. This is where you find places like Google Play and Apple Store, where people can download and consume your product. We have over 20 streaming broadcasting that is taking place internationally. But in South Africa, we are building the profile so that we can rope in all South African ministers and preachers to send to their congregation and other listeners who consume religious teachings and who are interested in your church or your sermon to be able to listen onto your message on their cell phones, smartphones, or tablets via audio streaming podcast 24 hours. So if you are interested, you can join and come on board. You book an appointment and call me on 083-928-8165. This is where we will help you to prepare how to approach the whole session. Number one, the preparation on your site is to, one, prepare your message. If it is a gospel preaching exercise, make sure that at least it lasts between 30 and 45 minutes. Number two, it has a title, meaning it has a topic. If you talk about Matthew, or you talk about Jesus, or the crucifixion, or the rise of Jesus Christ from the grave, it must have a title. But at the same time, when you come to us, you can have a logo. You don't need it. It is not compulsory to have a logo, but at a later stage, you can create a logo for your church. If you have one, you can bring it along. Secondly, subsection two, you must be at least speak or present your message in any of the 11 African languages, English included or Afrikaans included. But the recording dates for Zulu, Venda, Tswana, and Sesotho will be in January until February. And then the Tsonga and the Bele, as well as Afrikaans and Xhosa, will be in April and May of 2019 going forward. So once you've done those preparations, then we are ready to start recording your sessions. That is step number one, meaning your sessions will kick off. A minimum sessions required, which we require per month, is at least 4 sessions. And each session, or the total cost of the session, is $4.99. And then we do the recordings in south of Johannesburg in our home office, where we sit in a quiet environment to do it. At least once you've set up an appointment, we will make sure that this recording takes place in a nice, relaxed environment. So, going forward, once you've recorded the session, we are going to do the editing. The editing is the profound part of what we do on our daily bread. We are developers as well as content creators. We know what we are doing. We have more than 10 years experience in the ICT environment. So, presenting your material is one of our passions. So once we've done the podcast and then it's ready and it's polished, we will be able to host it and cast it to about 15, 20 plus of our network of radio broadcasting stations. If you go to my site on the right hand panel, if you are looking on your screen, you will see a list of the samples of those that are currently working with us. So, as part of our Believers Chat Room network of churches and ministers, you are welcome to invite other churches or talk to your friends about what we do. And once we've done your podcast, we are able to promote it on several social media platforms. The most popular one is actually Facebook. Then there's Twitter. There is a WhatsApp group, and then we broadcast your message to your congregation so that they can know what your message was all about. And then, last but not least, we really want to develop your brand as a minister or as a pastor to reach more than the 9 provinces in South Africa. If there are people who will be listening to this podcast from Namibia or the rest of Africa, let it be. Just yesterday, I checked my email. There was a gentleman who sent me a message. He said he saw the website. He's interested. So the question he asked me is, do we allow non-South African churches to participate? And the answer I gave him was yes. He saw the message on Facebook, and I was surprised to get a response. I sent him a link to our website. So this person is from Namibia. The first response was from a church from Namibia. Anyway, having said that, I would like to encourage you to participate, because during the promotion drive, we do the work, you do the weight, is our motto. We will make sure that it reaches out to those communities that we are constantly building and are associated with. So our website will also help in terms of articles. If you have articles that you want to send or photos that you want to share about your church, you are welcome to do that. But the recording part is the most important part, because the cost of production is purely to package your church and to send out the message to the rest of the world. And people in Lesotho are welcome. People in Botswana are welcome. People in Mozambique are also welcome. So there are no limitations in terms of what Africa can do. We are part of the global community. Therefore, we cannot divorce anyone in Africa from participating in this project. The second part was, we have under announcements on our website, there's a tab called What's New, and then there's a tab called I'm thinking of something else, my mind functions so dynamically. So announcement and the latest news. If you look at those tabs, there is coming soon a very important aspect for ministers and churches. There are churches who are really struggling and are hosting their ministry on intents, which is obviously a good start. But eventually our mission as Believers Chat Room is to also help churches. But we can't do it on our own. You need to come to the party to raise money for churches to own their own building. Meaning, the church must be able to build their own church and have a permanent place for their congregation. So crowdfunding is one of the plans that we've been toying around in the last 3-4 years, but we didn't know how to approach it. But we know that if you have a church and you have members, we are able to implement and execute a crowdfunding program or project to help raise money for the church. That is one of those aspects that we are talking about. Last but not least, on our program, we want to also publish the latest podcast on our 2-page newspaper. So we are looking for people to also help us compile the content. Means you must send us the news, you must send us the photos, you must send us the events and everything that goes with your podcast. On Believers Chat Room, our podcast will be dealing with promoting churches, promoting pastors, promoting events, promoting marriages that are blessed by the church, the gospel, you name it. And then your podcast, which is religious teaching, it's a branded effort that we help the church promote. It's a very unique strategy. It will help you reach as many as at least 500,000 people in South Africa and more outside of South African borders. So, ladies and gentlemen, good people of South Africa, thank you very much for listening, and God bless South Africa and all people who live in it. Let's come together. Together we can conquer, divided we can fall. Thank you very much. Cheers. Please share this with your friends on social media, on WhatsApp. Let's bring South Africa together, because politicians have failed us. We can only build foundations of hope for people through religion, the gospel, God, and the teachings of Christ, and other divine ministers who came and left this planet. Thank you very much.